So it will be council making a motion one way or the other, either upholding the mayor's, let me go back real quick, because I think in the...
There's an opportunity for council to ask questions.
That's true. Do you have any questions?
Just for Chief Harrison, I just want this for clarification.
Yes, fine.
Did you feel rushed by the timeline given for your investigation?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then also for clarification, I know that Sergeant Thompson referenced, you've done it in this department before, Officer Danny Vela, and that investigation took you how long?
Months.
And months.
And ask me why I was rushed, please.
Okay. Why were you rushed? Why did you feel rushed, or why were you rushed?
Because the numerous IED complaints I've ever investigated, I've never been given a timeline. Normally, the officers are 4 to 48 hours to answer questions you gave them. This investigation was given to me. This investigation was given to me by Mr. Stahl. I had a T-close on it that the mayor had requested the day before. The 4th of July weekend was here. This basically gave me 2.5 days to do an investigation that even 2 weeks would have been rushed. It probably should have been a month-long investigation. I take pride in my investigations. When I investigate it and it's done, it's complete. I've terminated officers over these investigations, and I've unfounded some that I've been at both ends of the spectrum.
Thank you. I have a question. Did the mayor give you any evidence for this investigation? Did she provide anything to you?
Negative. Originally, when I was given the complaint form, I asked the mayor who would investigate it, and she basically said, not you. She said she was going to get Harris County, or maybe Harris County, if I remember her words correctly. I said, that's fine. A couple weeks later, when it was handed to them by Mr. Stahl, I saw the mayor. He put several things on Facebook about the evidence she had. I asked her through a city email for the evidence, and she pretty much told me that I had what that Mr. Stahl had what she had, and anything else I could go find it myself.
I told you could go look on his Facebook page.
That's exactly what I said. But before that, you had banned me from using Facebook, so I don't know how you expected me to do it.
I didn't ban you from using Facebook. No, I didn't. I requested you to take down the Facebook page that you created that was a link to your personal Facebook page.
You didn't request anything. You corrected everything.
Well, can I ask a question?
Love to hear it.
Couple of questions. There's the answer. I'm looking at your termination letter. Basically, there's two parts. In the chief's investigation, there's a failure to notify that you say you don't know anything about, and that Mr. Stahl gave you that. And even though Chief Harrison said he was notified, you don't believe him. That's one part.
His investigation, I believe, was a conflict of interest. Kim L. said it was a conflict of interest for him to do the investigation, and so did our attorney at one point. So I didn't believe that Chief Harrison should have been doing the investigation.
When Mr. Gregg asked you if now after the fact you learned about it, did it mean anything to you, you said no, you didn't believe it.
No, because it was
live
video.
Go back and play the recording.
Because it was live video feed of him out campaigning.
Okay. Well,
this
is on notification. This is on notification only. So, okay, that's one part. The second part, here's where I'm really, you want to terminate a man, and I'm having trouble understanding why. Your report says May 13th, you complained about 10 hours. And your evidence for that is that you saw something on May 14th that said he, and that proved you he wasn't sick on May 13th.
Right?
No,
yes.
Okay. Yes. On May 19th, you saw something on Facebook for May 19th. Same on May 24th, you saw something on May 24th.
My video.
So for 2 days, you do have what you consider proof. Mm-hmm. On May the 25th, you have no evidence. On May the 26th, you have no evidence. Is that correct?
Correct.
So basically, you want to terminate an employee because you couldn't see his x-ray vision there for 2 days.
Well,
May 19th and May 24th. Because
the 13th,
I don't know how you can say that he wasn't sick on May
13th. Well, no, that's not what
because you saw him on May 14th.
Well, on May 14th, he was out block walking, and what happened was he was prescribed 5 days of medication, and in between the 13th and the 26th,
That's more than 5 days. And he had worked in between, so I didn't consider his sprained ankle to be part of the 24th or the 25th or the 26th because he had worked since then.
But again, you present no evidence for the 25th and 26th whatsoever.
Right.
And then your evidence for the 13th is a block walking picture on Facebook for the 14th.
Well,
so you're basically boiling this down now to you don't know anything about failure to notify, and then you want to fire him because of 2 days of which you said that you saw them on Facebook.
Well, it was a total of 107.5 hours.
It's 53.5 hours. I'm looking,
on this complaint.
I'm looking at the termination letter.
Right, but after
and
that...
We can't talk about that. None of that other stuff matters. You're terminating him, and we have to go over what's on this letter that you gave him. And it says 53.5 hours. May 13th, you didn't know. You don't have a clue. May 19th, you said... You saw it on Facebook, 24th on Facebook, 25th and 26th. You have no evidence whatsoever.
Well, there was evidence, but he had said that I could only the items that were presented with the original information submitted to him could I discuss.
Who is he?
Mr. Gray.
Okay. It seems like we need due process, and whatever we allege, we need to stick to what we've alleged, like a complaint would be in a criminal case.
I agree.
He wouldn't allow the additional information.
At this time, on this year.
Okay. So,
same logical.
I guess that's all I have. I am still confused as to how 2 days of sick time could lead to termination.
Because it was a total of, but these were the days that were submitted, and I didn't, you know, I felt that he had lied on those 2 days, so at that point, I didn't believe that he was being honest about the others.
And again, you're not a doctor.
Nope.
You're not an X-ray vision.
Never tried.
You didn't see videos of him walking with those anything. So you just decided that he could not have been sick because he was on Facebook.
Well, I figured if he was out having his little walk party and having his watch party and doing block walks, that he was probably capable of working.
Okay, he even though evidence has been presented that he has narcotics and he has a leg brace.
No, because the narcotics were from the 13th and they were only for 5 days worth of narcotics, and he worked in between those times, so I don't...
That's all.
What's the vote?
So I think
we
just
know what the vote is.
Okay.
We need to
vote. So just so it's.
Can you speak up louder so they can be recorded, Mayor? You said you already know what the vote is. You have supernatural powers to determine that as well.
I said that.
So I just wanted to be on the audio recording because I'm going to need it again.
Okay, I think we're done.
Does anybody else have questions?
I'd like to make a motion to reinstate Sergeant Thomas with Shore Acres PD with sick time, back pay, vacation, and any type of damaging documents that's in his file be removed immediately.
We don't need a motion. We just need to call the vote and number it.
Well, actually, it would be best so we know exactly what you're voting on. That would be preferable.
Motion to sustain the 43 and back down.
I second.
Say it one more time, if you would, for the record.
Yes.
I make the motion that we reinstate Wayne Thomas. Wayne Thompson with Shore Acres PD, receiving his sick time back, his back pay, vacation time, and any damaging records removed from his file. Immediately.
And I second.
And I didn't quite finish. And a letter of apology from the mayor.
Okay, so we have a motion to reinstate with sick time, back pay, vacation, and removing the damaging records from his file. It was brought by Alderman McCown.
Apology.
I'm not giving an apology.
I'm sorry. Point of order. The mayor cannot arbitrarily change the motion.
If Mr. Hoskin wants to amend it, he can.
I would prefer that the motion be made legally so that we can just vote on this, and we can't force, we can't, those are two separate issues.
Okay, let's first start with, what you had was a motion to amend, which was to include a letter of apology. So let's first take a vote on that. That's the main motion.
It wasn't a motion.
It's the amended motion. That was the last thing he just said.
He did it all together in one.
But then she seconded, and then he said, "And this." So first off, to "and this," is there a second question?
Okay, so it's a motion to amend, a motion to reinstate, to add a letter of apology.
Okay, so is there a second to that amendment?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Seconded by Bowles. So it was brought by McCown, seconded by Bowles. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Ayes are McCown, Jennings, and Bowles. Nays?
I'm going to abstain on this because I think you can.
I'm going to abstain as well.
Right.
I'm going to make a motion to separate.
So that one has passed.
Okay.
Three and two abstentions. Now you go back to the main motion.
Motion to reinstate.
Yes.
And I'd like to make a motion to separate.
Okay, so we have a motion to separate.
And the two separate motions. Splitting the apology into a separate motion.
There's already been a vote on the motion to amend with a second.
Yeah.
That is passed. That's it. Now we're back to the main motion.
Right.
With all the other stuff.
Right, and I can make a motion to separate.
To make them two separate items.
To make them two separate items.
Is there a second to his motion to separate?
You know, does anybody in that, I guess you don't know what I mean.
I think what he's trying to do is make two separate motions, one for the apology and one for the reinstatement, with the six times the back pay and the vacation. And the empty record.
Okay, it has been voted on. I suggest you go back to the main motion now. What he said with the reinstatement.
Okay, so we have a motion to reinstate. Brought by Jennings, who's the alternate
name?
Motion to reinstate by McCown, seconded by Schnell. All those in favor? Aye.
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 It passes 5-0 unanimously.
Usually we do the same thing. Do you want to read the script for this appeal?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Good evening, Shreveport City Code Section 2130 provides that upon receipt of a grievance regarding an employee dismissal, the mayor will schedule a meeting to hear an appeal. Tonight, we are conducting this grievance hearing at the request of Troy Harrison, who is dismissed as Shreveport Chief of Police by Mayor Kimberly Campers. At the conclusion of this hearing, the City Council will render a final and binding decision on Mr. Harrison's appeal. City Council is empowered to deny or sustain the appeal. If Council sustains Mr. Harrison's appeal, the dismissal decision initiated by Kimberly Campers will be reversed. If Council denies the appeal or takes no action to sustain the appeal, the discipline initiated by Mayor Kimberly Campers will not be reversed. City Code does not provide Council with the authority to direct another less
disciplinary action in lieu of dismissal. Mr. Harris is represented by Robert Thomas, and the city representative is meeting Victor Spurgray. In accordance with provisions of the city code, Mr. Harrison has been provided with written reasons for his dismissal and will be allowed during the proceedings to question Mayor Kimberly Kempert himself or through a representative. In a moment, Mr. Christopher Gregg will ask Mayor Kimberly Kempert questions related to the explanation as to what led her to recommend the dismissal of Mr. Harrison. Thereafter, Mr. Harrison and Richard Thomas will have the opportunity to ask questions of Mayor Kimberly Kempert. Thereafter, any other witnesses who testify will be subject to questioning by the city representative and Mr. Harrison or his counsel. During and after the testimony of the witness, council members may ask questions of their own for clarification. Council is asked, however, to only ask the questions related to testimony given and refrain from making statements. After all the witnesses are dismissed, council will discuss and deliberate the facts presented and may make statements of opinion. This review process the city provides employees does not change the fact that employment with the city is entered into voluntary, and the employment relationship between the city and the employee is at will and may be terminated by either the city or the employee at any time with or without cause. This is the full appeal process before council protects the employee by ensuring that the mayor Kimberly Sanford does not exceed the legitimate bounds of her discretionary authority. The question before council tonight is whether the available relevant factual information regarding the allegations for misconduct made by Mayor Kimberly Sanford against Mr. Harrison supports the discipline initiated by Mayor Kimberly Sanford. If council finds the answer to this question is no, it should sustain Mr. Harrison's appeals and discharge will be reversed. If council finds the answer to the question is yes, it should deny Mr. Harrison's appeal. Testimony given in this hearing will be under oath. The city secretary will now administer the oath. City secretary, sorry, go ahead, David.
All those who may testify in this matter, please stand and raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir. Similar to the last appeal, take you through the documents you have with regard to the appeal from Mr. Harrison. So, Mayor, once again, let me state your name as the record. And you are the mayor, I'm sure you're correct.
Yes.
With regard to the appeal we're here on for Chief Harrison, let's go through the documents. The first document.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Okay. I filed this complaint because of the F5, because he had given him a honorable discharge instead of a dishonorable or regular discharge, because I felt that he was terminated and he didn't retire or resign. Also, there were some things in the Abbey case that that I had an issue with, but after Tim Miller had spoke, I don't want to bring Abby's name into this, so I would be fine. I don't think I follow proper procedures with firing Chief Harrison, and I would like them to be reinstated, so I don't really think that's too much.
Council make a motion to support what she just said.
I make a motion that we reinstate that. Harrison immediately, let no negative reflection be on his record. Any time, sick leave, vacation, everything be reinstated to make you whole.
I second.
Okay, so we have a motion to reinstate by Schnell, seconded by Hoskins. All those in favor?
Aye.
It passes to me.
Hoorah.
Okay, so we're on.
price them out. Yeah, I did.
Have we looked at the, I'm sorry, have we looked at the cost for training on it? The cost to
$400.
To get the application license, what's the time period for it?
Like a 2-week course.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's not rocket science, but it really is.
Are we aware of the fines if we're not compliant with anything on it?
Yes. My other thing is, and I kind of agree with what, I just wanted us to be able to discuss since we're all here.
That's fine.
If we actually were calling Harris County, like, every day, they would come spray pretty much every day. But somehow that's not happening. Do you kind of see what I'm saying? Because when we call, okay, they actually show up.
Right. So why don't we save the money and call Harris County? We're already paying for it anyway, correct?
With our tax dollars.
That's right.
So I would, that's why I wanted us to be able to
discuss. That's fine. I agree with that.
I would like there to be a directive. Somebody's, like, their sole mission in life would be to call Harris County.
We may have plenty of civilian volunteers to do that for us.
But, I mean, seriously, forget everything else. Don't worry about feeding the dog or
walking
the dog if you just call.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to spend the money right now, but we really do need to stay on Harris County to get them here. You have to be the mayor and the city administrator. I'll call. So, I don't mind calling. Yeah, I can call all day long. Okay. So, all those in favor?
I'm
sorry. I thought we came to
the I'll make a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Okay. One second. So, we have a motion to postpone indefinitely by Ron Hoskins, seconded by Nancy Schell. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moving on to 7.8, consideration and approval resolution number 2016-198, requesting reimbursement for the programming cost associated with the record of performance request at Kimberly Stanford. Do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion for approval resolution number 2016-198, brought by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderman Bowles. Do we have a discussion?
Yes. What kind of money are we talking about? I'd like to know. Or what kind of estimated amounts of money?
This is an old invoice. This is the first thing the mayor did. She had a search done with city records for her address, herself, or her husband, and it cost the city $500 to have that done. And I think that's just personal information that I think the mayor should reimburse the city for that cost. I know if I was going to request a search like that, I would pay for it.
It's even legal. What I was going to say, and I've issued an opinion before, this is a request. If it passes tonight, it's a request for the mayor to pay it back.
Right, this is
it is not going to obligate her to pay it back, and I don't think it would really be enforceable if someone tried to go lawsuit with it.
The
because,
city is required to notify, right?
Well, yeah, the way that we typically would do this, so many of these things are so atypical because when a request comes in and it's going to be voluminous or it's going to take programming, a lot of times the city's going to send what's called a cost estimate letter. Send it to the requester to tell them how much it's going to take to do a certain thing. It puts the burden on the requester then to pay a cost deposit so the city can go forward.
Right, or withdraw it.
Correct. You need it. Yeah, if the requester does nothing, the request is withdrawn.
Right.
They object to the AG, they object to the AG. But, and specifically with programming, the city can only recoup $28.50 per hour for program, specifically for programming skills, because that's been designated by the AG. So of the large $500 bill, I think only $28.50 per hour for how many hours it took would really be what it would be. But even without that, because the process wasn't followed in this way and there was not a cost estimate letter, I don't think we can do this retroactively, and therefore I don't think it's but
it's
it
not
can
pass. It's just a resolution requesting that the mayor pay for her private request for the city. She made this request 7 days after being elected. On the 14th, she had not been sworn in yet. And Mr. Stahl did notify her that we were going to have to hire an outside firm.
As a matter of fact, she followed up with them wanting to know where it was. So there's no question that the mayor knew about this, did it, and I just think the mayor should pay for it. That $500, if you're over 65 and your house is valued at...
If you had notified me and said that it was $500, I would have said, don't worry about it. But in the process of that request, that's how it was brought to my attention that David Stahl had went to Chief Harrison and had him sign off on a check for him while I was out of town, that had to sit back. But the question is...
What do you have to do with this?
That $500 represents the entire year's tax bill for an over 65 person whose home is valued at $105,000. The entire year's tax bill was spent looking up for Kimberly Sanford's name.
And all he had to do is follow the law and say,
and I think that, Mayor, I think you should just volunteer to pay this bill back.
Let's move on. And
if I ever did a person like this, I would pay for it.
Let's just move on.
So we have a motion to approve resolution number 2015-198 brought by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Holmes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we have Jennings, McCown, and Holmes in favor. All those against?
Nay.
Snow and Hopkins against. It passes 3-2. 7.9, consideration approval resolution number 2016-198 authorizing the expenditure of $2,500 for voluntary contribution fund for park management improvement. The motion?
I make a motion to approve resolution 2016-199.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve resolution number 2016-199 by Jennings, seconded by McCown. Do we have a discussion?
I have a question for Mr. Stahl tonight. Can we get that survey done for the parks? Remember, there was supposed to be a survey, but she's got a deadline coming up, I believe.
Yeah, we're having a land survey done.
I think it's
a different survey. Not a land survey, it's a survey of the population in terms of what the people want.
There was some confusion between the two surveys, but the survey that is the time sensitive that I'm aware of is a land survey, not a gravel survey.
Okay.
And we have those quotes now, we're moving forward with that.
Okay, and I thought there was supposed to be people, water bill, like how would you...
There was discussion of doing a survey using our constant contact, but I will need some information, guidance on what they need to have on that survey. I mean, I'd be happy to do it, but I don't want to pull it out of thin air.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. So we have the motion to approve resolution number 2016-199 brought by Alderman Jennings, seconded by McCown. All those in favor?
Aye.
It passes 5-0. 7.10, consideration approval resolution number 2016-200 authorizing the city administrator to extend up to $1,000 for clerical labor from temporary employees. I think that this request is due until August 16th, and I don't mind withdrawing it. That PIM request. Okay. I don't think they were going to do that. That's okay.
Mr. Gold?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, so we're just going to...
how do we do that? Do we just...
Write a withdrawal to him in writing.
Exactly, and that's Mr. Solly, we're good. Yeah, you actually in writing need to do that.
Okay, so 7.11, consideration and approval of ordinance number... We need to do a motion to postpone indefinitely.
If I could interrupt, if you could just take 2 minutes and write that out, because we won't cycle back for another council meeting.
Yeah, sure, here. Do you want me to email it real quick with my phone?
That'd be wonderful.
Let's finish the electronic.
Please. I make a motion that we move 2016-220 to the next council meeting under old business.
Second.
Can I ask a question? You got an exception from Republic as far as turning in a bid for new waste management?
Not me. Mr. James.
Didn't you get an exception for?
For Republic Waste, yes.
For when?
2 months.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we're just
going to
do, what are we
going to
table
it? The motion to postpone until the next meeting.
Okay, so.
And file the rules.
So we have a motion to postpone ordinance number 2016-220 until August 17th. Until August 22nd. Brought by Alderman Jennings. Okay, so we have a motion to go brought by Chanel, seconded by Bolt. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, passes 5-0.